Support for this podcast is made possible in part by Half Moon Outfitters, South Carolina's outdoor retailer, offering clothing from Patagonia, Vuori, Free Fly Apparel, Johnny O, Howler Brothers, and others, plus footwear by Chaco, On Running, Hoka, Birkenstock, and more. For information, halfmoonoutfitters.com.
And Botany Bay Eco Tours of Edisto Island and the Ace Basin, combining cultural history with natural history. Offering Gullah tours every Thursday with Miss Sarah Burnell sharing her stories of growing up Gullah. Online at botanybayecotours.com.
Hi, this is Rudy Mankey from USC for Nature Notes. Bronwyn Gammons said she had spotted a spider around her house that the front three pair of legs were long and spread, kind of like it was trying to grab you. And she wondered what it was, kind of a crab-like look to it. And it is one of the crab spiders. And this particular one is known as the tan crab spider. It's tan or reddish-brown in color. Never builds a web, just sits there and waits for prey to come by and then grabs it with those legs that are elongated up front. Now, of course, no major problem, no problem at all to people. But it does take care of other insects around the house. It overwinters as a subadult, and then it pops out as a full adult the next year. Interesting animal, crab spider.